sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this hump day, Wednesday, August 21st, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, I just got a text comment back from Andrew Fink's handler, his scheduler, this young person who left me a voicemail yesterday. We went back and forth. Hi, Randy. Andrew is going to every event he can and trying to speak to every delegate possible. He values your show and your show's influence, but at this stage, he is booked until convention. You know, that's laughable. Because as I explained to Andrew, as well as to his handler, today is Wednesday. The show is done here in roughly about 52 minutes. The podcast of this half hour right now, which I had opened available for him, would be posted roughly at about 12:30. He could take the MP3 audio file of the interview and he could email it to every precinct delegate, every alternate, via an email where all they'd have to do is click on the link and listen to the interview. You guys know I'm very fair in interviewing these candidates. If they come on the show, they show me courtesy to come on. I show them courtesy in asking them fair questions about their background, their resume. I don't know anything about him. Many of you have texted me the information you know about him. That's fine and good. But personally, I don't know the guy. I've never met the guy. I don't even know what he looks like. Well, might be able to get a view of him on Saturday at the convention. But the opportunity to ask him questions and to get his answers out there, I don't know of any other platform that is set up able to do it. Especially if you look at the clock, if you look at the calendar. Wednesday afternoon, this evening, this email could go out to all of the delegates and alternates as we all went to our county conventions. The delegates and alternate slates were emailed into the Michigan Republican Party. All of the candidates, Supreme Court justices, the universities, they all have access to this list. Michigan Republican Party gives it to all of them. All they'd have to do is copy and paste those email addresses into a mass email, and he could attach the MP3 audio file. What is Andrew Fink afraid of? Why would he not want to come on the show, give his background, his resume? Because I truly don't know anything about the guy. Not only could he explain it to me, he could explain it to all of you. He could explain it to all of the delegates and alternates that are going to Flint on Saturday. I do not understand his reluctance, hesitation, decline to come on the show this half hour and talk directly to you guys. And the other interesting thing of this, President Donald Trump has come out and officially endorsed Judge Mark Boonstra, his opponent. Even though he's older, has judicial experience, Boonstra got Donald Trump's endorsement over Fink. How much will that come into play on Saturday at the state convention in Flint? We'll have to wait and see. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I got a MERS news story pulled up that looks at jobs, government job training programs. According to the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, a report that was based on U.S. Department of Labor numbers. Michigan's job training programs was listed as the second best in helping residents obtain employment, according to this new report. In all, programs within the Office of Employment and Training helped employ more participants than any other Midwest state and more than any other U.S. state in credentials for attainment of jobs for adults. Nearly 168,000 Michiganders got hired due to work that the LEO and the ET helped train 83,000 people. Also, 25,512 people earned industry-recognized credentials, according to the 2023 Employment and Training Annual Report. According to the LEO Director, Susan Corbin, our dedication to creating opportunities that support Michiganders is key to building a resilient and inclusive economy. There's that word again, inclusive. The LEO's Office of Employment Training oversees the Bureau of Services for Blind Persons, Michigan Rehabilitation Services, Workforce Development and Operations. According to the report, together, these three departments saw nearly 300,000 people and more than 1,100,000 businesses served here in the state of Michigan. The Office of Employment Training consists of nearly 800 employees that support more than 40 programs, services, and employment initiatives, which has a budget of $760 million. They claim that each job that was gained through these programs ended up costing taxpayers roughly $4,500 to create. By working together, we not only support individuals in achieving their career goals, but exemplify our commitment to ensuring every individual can contribute to and thrive within Michigan's workforce. The programs housed under the workforce development area were responsible for the bulk of those employed. According to the report, nearly 162,000 employees throughout the state of Michigan were serviced in one way or another by the Labor and Economic Opportunity Agency. Folks, that's all fine and good. This is great numbers. I greatly appreciate this information. But again, where in the Michigan State Constitution does it say it's the government's responsibility to create jobs? Also, using taxpayer dollars to try to do it. I understand helping individuals that perhaps need to be retrained. I get it. They're not working. They don't have the necessary skills. They don't have the credentials. They don't have the training to fill the jobs that are out there. They have to be retrained. I get it. But again, where is it in the Constitution that government should be doing this? It's one of the reasons why we have an $82 billion state budget. It's programs exactly like these that we are looking at changing under a new Republican governor come 2026. This is not the job function of government. It's not something that they should be doing, in my opinion. And they are absolutely wrong in spending this kind of money of ours, the taxpayers, to do it. Private enterprise, private companies should be able to thrive and train the workers on their own. How do you do it? It's very simple. You eliminate the income tax in the state of Michigan. You eliminate corporate income tax, personal income tax, you take the money from Lansing and force them to reduce their budget without paying those income taxes. Stop and think about this. They claim these jobs came at a cost through governmental agencies at a cost of $4,500. How efficient is government at doing anything? I'm willing to bet that if the government had to spend $4,500 to provide each one of these jobs, the private sector could probably do it for $1,000. Probably 400% more efficient than government, and probably end up doing a better job. You got to stop and think about all of these programs, all of these bureaucratic agencies and departments that this governor, Whitmer, has expanded since she's been our governor. And the amount of money that they are throwing at these programs, these grants, all of this extracurricular activity that is not contained in the state constitution. It's amazing how she has basically expanded the executive branch of this government in our state. And she and the Democrats in control of the House and the Senate see nothing wrong with it whatsoever. This is just amazing to me. One of the reports states that the Bureau of Services for Blind Persons helped train 559 people, resulting in them getting 157 jobs. Michigan Rehabilitation Services, which work with disabled people, helped get 5,799 people jobs out of the total investment. $760 million budget for this department. And they're talking about less than 6,000 jobs. They've got all these programs. They've got all these services. They got all these employment initiatives. A budget of almost $1 billion. Folks, I'm sorry. This is absolute insanity. Absolute insanity. But until we have our 2026 elections, and hopefully we get a Republican governor, Republican-controlled Senate, and they can do to this state in reverse of what the Democrats have done, basically undoing all of these mandates, all these bureaucratic agencies, departments, spending, wasting of our taxpayer dollars. I'm sorry, government cannot do anything as efficient as the private sector. Period. End of story. The private sector competing to provide services, goods, products is always more competitive than the government, which has an open checkbook via our taxpayer dollars. It's that simple. One thing that they state in this report, race to talent with registered apprenticeship, an event that took place in Battle Creek. Well, during it, it featured Denso Manufacturing, Duncan Aviation, Grace Health, and TC, the Transcontinental Packaging Company, aiming to get more businesses to recruit apprentices. Well, according to the report, Michigan was ranked in the top 10 for registered apprenticeship positions. That's great. That's all fine and good. But that's something the private sector could do on their own without $760 million being thrown at it by us, the taxpayers of the state of Michigan. Nothing is stopping these industries, folks, from offering apprenticeships. Nothing is stopping them from getting the information out there and sharing it with the public. And if it's a good program if it offers good training, job potential, people would do it. People would go to it. Young people would take advantage of these apprenticeships as opposed to have to spending tens of thousands of dollars at a university, a college degree, that many of them can't even find a job once they get out. Absolutely amazing. But again, the Democrats are touting it, and this is a huge story in MERS News Service yesterday. One of the things I think is pretty interesting is how these people are absolutely, absolutely trying to change the narrative heading into the November 5th election. Look over here. Look at what we've done regarding jobs. At the same time, we've got businesses in northern Michigan that can't find workers. Doesn't require a degree, doesn't require certification, doesn't require apprenticeship. They will hire and train these people, but yet they don't want to work. Or I have a very simple question to ask. Are we tapped out? The people that live in Michigan right now, aren't we all working? Aren't we all doing something? If you don't have a job right now, how are you living? Oh, that's right, government assistance. Legalize marijuana, sit at home and be high all day, get sent a check, food stamps, whatever it is. Basically, you don't have to work. Because I can tell you, if you want a job, if you want to work, there are plenty of things out there. I had to buy a toilet tank seal for a toilet that was leaking. I went into Home Depot. What did I see? As you walk in the door, apply now. $25 an hour to work at the Home Depot in Traverse City, Michigan. You work a 40-hour week for an entire year. You're making $50,000 a year gross income to work at a Home Depot. That's what they're offering in the private sector to get people to come in, be trained, and to work at their store. I went to the plumbing department. I talked to a man, asked him where I could find this gasket. Walked me right over to it. What brand is it? I said, Kohler. He said, here you go. Pulled it off the shelf. $5.98. Came home and fixed the toilet. And I asked him, I said, how long have you been working here? He said, 3 years. I said, okay, I just saw the sign offering $25 an hour for new employees. He said, I'm well over that. Working in the plumbing department at Home Depot, what, well over that. So he's making 28, he's making 30 bucks an hour. $60,000 a year to work at a Home Depot. And they're hiring. Does the government really have to be involved in creating jobs and training people when the private sector can do it? Probably much better. On the hour news break, hour number three, we'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, brought to you by